Like millions of Muslims around the world, Samir Yasir, a journalist, went home to his ancestral village for Eid last week. He lives in Baramulla, in the northern part of Kashmir. But this year, his heart was not in the festivities.
I had come to home, to my parents' home for Eid, but we just could not do it.
Samir had just helped bury Shujaat Bukhari, fellow journalist, mentor, and one of the best-known editors in Kashmir. Thousands had come for the funeral in his village.
Everybody was crying, and everybody, young and old, journalists and politicians, mainstream and separatists, everyone, whosoever was there.
Bukhari, the editor-in-chief of a local paper, Rising Kashmir, didn't just die. Three unknown assailants pumped bullets into him as he left his office in Srinagar, in Kashmir, on the 14th of June. Two of his bodyguards were killed as well.
They fired so many bullets on him that, you know, he could not survive for more than, I think, 5 minutes.
What's worse, someone was arrested rifling through the dead bodies slumped in the car, trying to take their weapons.
Here we are today in Kashmir, you know, when you have people, instead of helping the man who somebody tried to kill, trying to search for a weapon and take that weapon from him.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. I didn't know Shujaat Bukhari well, but we were on a panel once at a conference called Media Rumble, organized by News Laundry. Bukhari, a tall, genial man, was talking about the challenges of reporting from conflict zones like Kashmir.
How many people in this room know that for weeks together you don't have internet in Kashmir? Because in a conflict situation, I mean, you always work on a razor's edge.
In sensitive places like Kashmir, racked by insurgency, the government wants the media to toe the line. The militants want the media to espouse their cause. When I told Bukhari everyone was suspicious of him, he laughed.
Yeah, I think that's the badge of the honor.
Bukhari had been targeted before, kidnapped and shot at, says Samir.
The pistol got locked, and thankfully he survived that attack.
This time they pumped 24 bullets into him. Samir is baffled. Who would want to kill Bukhari?
He was a man who loved peace, you know, who wanted the peace to come to this place somehow.
But in strife-torn Kashmir, a bone of contention between India, Pakistan and separatists, it's hard to tell friend from foe.
An editor's job in Kashmir Valley is not a normal job. It's, I think, the most risky and the most problematic job in this part of the world.
As Shujaat Bukhari said,
You are forced to say that you have to be a nationalist first, then you can be a journalist.
Samir feels the strain as he covers strife and funerals of soldiers, separatists, civilians. He's covered 3 or 4 dozen already. Samir always worries about writing that story that makes a gunman show up at his door.
Now, on the next day, the headline would be Unidentified Gunman Shot a Journalist in Srinagar.
An unidentified gunman.
And you cannot say with certainty that it was a policeman, it was an army soldier, it was a militant, it was an intelligence man.
He did not even realize the toll it was taking on him till he came to New York and a doctor said,
"Oh my God, you're in serious problem."
He was having anxiety attacks.
The doctors recently, you know, just 3 years back, they treated me for a chronic depression, you know, and anxiety.
Bukhari never betrayed those fears. He talked to all sides, spoke truth to power, but with a smile, and never turned away anyone in trouble.
He would say that, "Just let me get out of the meeting in 5 minutes and I'll be there." And he will make sure that he was there.
He tried to talk about the reality of Kashmir, about human rights violations and the peace process. As a result, he was called collaborator by militants and a Pakistani agent by nationalist Indian TV anchors.
People said that he was a sellout to the Indian state. In Delhi, people said that he was a Pakistani ISI agent kind of a thing.
He knew the danger.
He told me once that whenever he leaves his home, you know, he always checks, you know, behind who's following his car.
But he didn't allow it to faze him.
And despite all this, he always kept smiling, you know. He always kept smiling.
Samir's voice catches as he remembers his friend. And I remember one of the last things Shujat Bukhari told me.
It has been a tough time, but as long as you survive, you say that you have done something. I mean, it's only a matter of time.
Time just ran out for Shujat Bukhari. He was 50. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. खुदा से मन्नत है मेरी लौटा दे जन्नत वो मेरी वो अमन वो चमन का नजारा वो अमन वो चमन का नजारा ओ खुदाया लौटा दे कश्मीर दोबारा ओ खुदाया